Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are visited by the PNC regional president here in St. Louis. It's Matt Corcoran joining the show again. Good to see you, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, great to see you guys again. I always have a good time with you all.
Well, we love having you in here. So let's talk about, I love this, 42 years PNC has been calculating how much these 12 gifts would cost. So if I have this right, if you bought all 12 of them now in 2025, it would cost you over $51,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This all started as kind of a cheeky fill-in in a slow time during the, you know, economic forecasting year back when we were a couple different banks. PNC, it's a trivia question, actually stands for nothing. You had Pittsburgh National Corporation, which was a Pittsburgh-based bank, and Provident National Corporation, which was a Philly-based bank. They came together. So this was actually originated from the Provident National Corporation side. And was, you know, the chief economist at the time thought this would be kind of fun to see what happened. Then over the years, and, you know, inflation has been a particularly hot topic over the course of the last couple of years in this country. This Christmas price index of ours garners a little bit more attention and still cheeky and fun. But you're right. Today, 2025, $51,476.12. Another fun fact, if you ran through all the verses like we were just lamenting about, and you bought it each time for each verse, $218,542.98.
Well, who's going to do that?
Now, are these all based on the quantity as well as the cost of
that's
the
correct.
Individual units? So
that's correct.
I got to think 5 gold rings kind of blows the top off of the cost estimate.
It's a good point. Actually, this year, 5 golden rings was the largest increase.
Yes.
Now, if you had to guess of some of the other ones, and you could think about it for a second, what would be more expensive than 5 golden rings?
I think it's the cows.
It's actually
got to be the cows.
It's actually the Lords of Leaping, and I'm not even sure what that means.
But how do you buy them?
According to the spreadsheet I've got in front of me, it's like 16 grand for the Lords of Leaping.
It's like those guys that show up at women's bachelorette parties.
The strippers, right. The male strippers.
Yeah, that's what the Lords of
Leaping. I had a friend who was a male stripper.
Yeah. You know, now is it a calling bird or a collie bird? I never have.
It's a calling bird.
It's a calling bird. You know what's interesting? A partridge.
Yeah.
One partridge. $20.18.
Yeah.
That's 20
it.
Bucks.
Piece of cake. A partridge in every pot.
I don't know, man. I think that's a good deal.
I think so. And it's unclear to me whether that's a live partridge or one that's ready for eating.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a... can you eat them?
I don't know.
We can find out. You can eat anything, right?
Next year, we'll do this and we'll find out. I'll bring a partridge and we'll decide whether or not you can.
You're going to locate a partridge and bring it in?
Well, and it may cost more than $20.18 next year.
That's fine, because you have to bring one for everybody.
The geese are laying. Are we buying the geese or the eggs or both? What's going on there?
That's a good question. It says it's a verb here, geese are laying. So it would seem to me that you don't need the eggs because they're going to lay them for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so the eggs are kind of a bonus. Yeah,
a bonus.
The eggs are geese eggs.
And then here's the other one that I thought was fascinating. 7 swans of swimming.
Yeah.
$13,125.
Wow.
Swans are expensive.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what is it about Swans and the 12 drummers that there's been no price increase? Why are they...
Now, wait a minute. I got a question about the drummers.
I don't see... Oh, there's a slight price increase. I see that.
Well, here's the thing with the drummers. We have to first ascertain if they are in the union or if they're non-union drummers. Because union drummers, you're going to have to pay scale.
You know, I'm not going to touch that one. I'll let you guys handle that one. But it is a fair point.
Yes.
So, but I mean, inflation really is, and this is a fun thing. I like that PNC does this, but inflation really is an issue. And there hasn't been, I don't think, we're not pounding this point home like we were in 2024 that inflation is too much. It's too much. It's too high. It's too high. It's all we talked about in 2024. It doesn't seem like we're giving it the same attention. So does that mean it's better, or are we just not talking about it really?
No, it's. I think PNC's chief economist would tell you that it's gotten markedly better from a couple of years ago, but it's still technically above the Fed's, you know, sort of desired target number.
Mm-hmm. And right? that's keeping the interest rates from falling as much as some would like to see them.
That's right. That's right.
So what about prices then in general? We have seen expensive goods. Grocery store trips are not as cheap as they were several years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think it goes category by category, just as the Christmas price list index would suggest. But you know, you've seen certain things that have really made the news, like eggs, for instance, mm-hmm. a gallon of milk. You know, you go to the grocery store in 2025, and you know, you come home with food for the week, and it's more than it was last year, and then last year was a lot more than it was the year before, and a lot more than it was the year before that. So it's category by category, and you know, if you wanted to be fully entertained, I could get one of our chief economists, because they visit a couple of times a year to talk to clients and give you much more intelligent breakdowns of the different categories. But the things that are essential, like housing and gas, you know, they're separated out in terms of the way that we calculate inflation, GDP, all of that, and you know, in both official economist reports and then the PNC economist reports.
You guys do at PNC Bank. You've got a pretty vibrant commercial business there. Business loans, business forecast, business sentiment about the short-term and long-term future of the economy. Are you seeing any trends?
You know, I would tell you that that banks in general think that it's been a pretty good year. Mm-hmm. I think that the forecast over the next couple of years is probably more optimistic than it was, you know, this time last year. I think people were fearing some sort of recession, and I think those fears have subsided, but perhaps not gone away entirely. You know, you'll see some headline that comes out or some company that you didn't expect to be performing poorly, and that'll rattle the stock market. You see that reflected in both the equities markets as well as, you know, the 10-year treasury. Mm-hmm. 10-year treasury is oftentimes linked to the 30-year mortgage, and so you know, people care about that a lot. But I'd say high level, cautiously optimistic in terms of commercial corporate banking, which is the straw that stirs the drink for PNC.
Right. Yeah, and you know, a lot of articles being written and commentaries being done about young people and the affordability of that first home. Do you have a mortgage part of PNC, or what are you seeing related to home buying in this market?
Well, I'm sure there's an official PNC perspective on this. I think, you know, you can look at stats out there, and you know, new home purchases are down, right? Mortgages were a lot cheaper 3, 4, 5 years ago. You know, now you're looking at something in the six to seven range if you're looking at a conventional 30-year mortgage, whereas, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you might get something in the low to mid twos.
I know.
And so that sticker price, and, you know, you talk about the affordability and inflation and all that, you know, not only is that it changes how much you can pay for a house. It changes how much you're going to be laying out each month for your mortgage. And so you're right. Statistically, it's out there in the public domain that young people are buying houses less frequently. I think an older generation is having a hard time deciding when to make that move. And so inventories are down perhaps a little bit. But, you know, at PNC, we have a great mortgage group. You know, relative to the size of the bank, our mortgage group is perhaps a little bit smaller than some of the other major big banks out there. Like I said, we focus a little bit more in terms of the weight of our P&L on, you know, corporate commercial banking as opposed to mortgage and some of the other consumer banking categories. But, you know, it's like I said, as the 10-year goes, so goes a 30-year mortgage. And as right. that, you know, hypothetically drops, I think that brings affordability back in the conversation for a lot of young people. And non-young people, right?
Right.
I'm not sure which category I'm in anymore.
You're young. I'm just telling you.
What about a 50-year? Does that seem like a good idea?
Oof. I'll leave that one alone.
You're going to leave that one alone?
Yeah.
Well, what about this? We saw this report today that layoffs are at the highest point they've been in the last 5 years. I think going back to 2020, that in just for 2025, is this the sort of thing that banks pay attention to and they, you know, use that in their forecasts or what they're, you know, how they look to the future?
Yeah, certainly banks pay attention to all this macroeconomic data that's out there. We pay a lot of attention to, because then we turn around and, you know, try to predict where our various loan portfolios will go that, you know, points to how the consumers spend money, you know, whether they're using credit card debt to do so, more mortgages, like we talked about, mm-hmm. auto loans, all of that. So anything macroeconomic, you know, we've got, you know, data analytics groups that change what's in the model and that changes the forecast for what we're doing. But it you know, day to day, this stuff moves around, but over a longer period of time, you know, months or quarters, it takes a lot in the macroeconomic data to truly move the models that the banks use.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, I have been reading so much for months and months and months now about artificial intelligence, and it's pervasive. It's in every industry. I have to assume it's in banking. You guys are gearing up to speed, utilizing it as an industry. What have you seen AI and what kind of results might ensue from that?
Yeah, you know, it's I'll be a little cautious with this one because I've probably got my own opinions and I've probably got the opinions that the bank
sure.
would have out there. But, you know, AI is going to affect almost everything. Industry. And when you think about banks, there's parts of our operations groups that can certainly get more efficient with AI. There's, you know, parts of the underwriting process, the credit mm-hmm. analytics process, predicting risk, like we talked about in some of the models that we use. So make no mistake, banks in general and PNC are trying to figure out AI, just like all sort of technological advances out there. So it'll make us more efficient. It'll make us better. Which categories and how much, I think, is still playing out.
But at the end of the day, though, it's those personal relationships that the banker develops
big
with
time.
The client. And that's really, ultimately, that's how a bank markets itself. We have these deep relationships, very intimately involved with our clients' businesses and so forth. That's not going to change.
No, it's, I mean, the I mean, what we do fundamentally is try to bring good ideas and solutions to our clients. And could an AI model help, you know, look at an industry or look at a company's performance or look at the things that they're doing and help you make recommendations? Absolutely. And we've been doing that sort of thing for a long, long time.
Sure.
But fundamentally, it's a relationship driven business. I mean, we spent time over the course of the last couple of days with some of our great clients. And, you know, part of why we're successful in the relationships where we win and where we have success is because of the trust. And, you know, there's not yet an AI model that can simulate that.
Matt Corcoran, president, the regional president of PNC Bank here in St. Louis. We appreciate you coming in. And it's good to know that just looking at the list, that if you want a good deal, probably stick with birds, because the calling birds, French hens, the swans, and the turtle doves, no price change from last year.
No, and
everything's looking good on the bird front. Is it because of the bird flu? People are afraid of getting birds?
That's a great question on the bird flu. I'm, again, probably not equipped to answer that one.
Okay.
I will try to see if I can track down a partridge for us next year when we do this.
Next year, we're going to eat them.
Piper's Piping, 11 of them, probably the best single bargain in the whole list. 11
it's
Pipers.
It's not three grand. That's a lot of people.
You know, the other funny thing on here is that actually, when you look at Cyber Monday, would that save you money? The answer is no. In fact, Cyber Monday, if you went shopping for everything on the list, it jumps from 51,000 up to about $55,748. So you got to go in person.
Go to the store.
You know?
Milking maids are going for a dime a dozen, Ron.
Get back out to the brick and mortar, man. Matt Corcoran, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. I enjoy it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.